You're listening to Alan Brazil Upfront, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Welcome to Upfront with Alan Brazil, sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. The big man is on holiday, so I'm stepping in, Ian the Moose Abrahams from TalkSport, and today I have a real legend alongside me, Ray Wilkins, a legend for Chelsea, for Manchester United, for England and for Rangers. So what a weekend to preview the Manchester Derby, the Glasgow Derby, and of course Chelsea's trip to Swansea, and all the games this weekend as well. Ray, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Moose.
Let's start with the Manchester Derby, because you had some amazing times.
Yep.
I remember still fondly the cup final goal you curled in.
Many moons ago, it'd have to be said. I did play
83,
yeah, it was. I did have a couple of memorable games against City, and they are big derbies. They are massive. Obviously, I think as the years have rolled on, the Manchester United-Liverpool game has been slightly more to the forefront of our Premier League. But this is no doubt with the two managers coming in as well, Moose. It's massive.
I want to ask you straight away, Manchester, North London, Merseyside, or Glasgow? Which is the biggest? You played in three of those. You played in a London derby,
yep,
anyway. You played in the Manchester derby. You played in the Glasgow derby. Which is the biggest, the fiercest, the rivalry?
No, there's no question about it. The Glasgow derby is something that is totally different. I had no idea what that derby meant when I went there. I joined back in, 89, 90, I think it was, when Graham came and signed me, Graham Souness. And I had no idea. I obviously heard of the rivalry, but I had no idea of the enormity of it until I played. The atmosphere in the ground was something to behold, honestly. I've been very fortunate. I played in lots of very atmospheric grounds worldwide. But if it's at Celtic Park or at Ibrox, the noise is incredible.
We'll come back to that game later.
Absolutely.
So, Pep against Jose. I mean, is there a danger this game is just going to be about Pep and Jose, or are the 22 players going to get a look in?
Well, I think the danger, Moose, from our point of view, is that since the season has actually kicked off 3 weeks ago, is all we've really spoken about is managers, whether it be Jose, Pep, Klopp, Pochettino. It's all been the managers. I'd like to see the players get a bit of a look in somewhere along the line. They started off, obviously, at Barcelona in great form, on the same side and winning and doing really well and friendly. And obviously, over the years, it's evolved. The Real Madrid-Barcelona derby obviously kicked off. Not derby, but I suppose it is the biggest game in Spain. And they've fallen out of touch. So it'd be very interesting to see how they communicate at the weekend on the sidelines. But nevertheless, it's about two fantastic football clubs coming head-to-head.
Both have 100% records. You know Jose, certainly better than anybody listening to this and my good self. Does Jose go into this, I don't want to lose, or does he go into it, I want to win this game?
When Jose plays against big teams, whilst he was at Chelsea, I admired him immensely with the way he set his teams up. He went in there with the foresight of going after these teams but not being caught on the counter-attack. He would go after the win, constantly go after the win. And this is the way he's developing Manchester United at the moment. But they're at home. They're expected to go forward. They're expected to create lots of chances with Ibrahimovic, great personality and a great signing. So he'll be wanting to be on the front foot, but he certainly won't leave anything to chance at the back. So if you see three marking one at the back whilst Manchester United are attacking, don't be surprised, because you will not want to be caught on the counter-attack.
So Ibrahimovic starts. I think that's a given.
Absolutely.
Four goals already this season.
Yep.
Do you, off the back of what's happened this week, find a place for Rashford, or do you stick with a team that started at Hull?
You certainly plan to find a place for Rashford on the bench, and that's where he'll be. Because the introduction of Ibrahimovic, the character, the quality of player you get on a free transfer. Okay, the wages will obviously be very high, but you've got him on a free transfer. This young man just has to sit, bide his time, and Marcus will become a wonderful footballer, but he can learn all day long off these guys.
Right. I would then play devil's advocate and say there's no better place to learn than by playing. He's scoring goals. You've,
yep,
got the winner against Hull coming,
yep,
off the bench. He's scored loads of goals already for United, important goals, scored a hat-trick in midweek. It's now not the time, if you're going to give him a start this season, with his confidence being sky high, is now not the time to maybe drop Martial or even Rooney.
We could say the same thing in the Euros, Moose, in that the fact that he was doing exceptionally well, why not start him? But Mourinho will be looking erring on the side of caution, and he'll be thinking, well, no, I've got these big stars. This game is for big players that have seen this arena many, many times. And if it's not going quite right, I've got this wonderful young talent sitting on the bench, just scored a hat-trick for the under-21s. He can come on and do the business. But Mourinho will certainly be a little bit more cautious. And it'll also say to him, Moose, we've played three, we've got 9 points, and we're sitting in the top four. So Marcus, at this moment in time, won't have too much to complain about.
Where did you make your debut for Chelsea?
I made my debut for Chelsea at 17 in a testimonial, then 18 constantly, but without the introduction of foreign players.
Fine. And that given, how would you have felt if you'd been playing well at 18 and your manager at the time...
Pulled you out
and said, sorry, all right, only one sub at the time, but it's all relative. I said, Ray, right, you know, you're going to be a great talent. You can sit and learn off of the likes of Ray Lewington and Ian Britton, but let's do it from the bench.
I would have been distraught. But I would accept his situation because it's his decision. Managers are there to manage the club and do what they feel is best for the whole club, not just for one player. And I'm sure Mourinho would have that in the back of his mind. I've got this great talent just sitting behind me. If it's not going right. And the thing with Jose as well, you won't be afraid, Moose, to sling him on at any period. So it's not as if he's going to wait with 10 minutes to go. If it's not going well for him first half, I've seen Jose pull off Sean Wright Phillips and Joe Cole, both England internationals at Fulham, one lunchtime after 20 minutes, because it wasn't going well for Chelsea. They were a goal down and they won the game. So the players didn't have anything to complain about. Jose made a managerial decision and it worked for him.
How does Pep replace Aguero?
No, he can't. He can't. There aren't many teams.
He can't play him.
Well, he can't play him, but he puts another player in the 11. He can't replace Aguero because Aguero at this moment in time is irreplaceable unless you get Messi or you get Suarez. They haven't got him, so they've got to get on with what they've got. The loss of Aguero is massive, but it's for this game. The other two games, I think they'll be able to cope with Manchester City. But certainly this game without Aguero becomes a massive problem for them because they don't have the quality and depth to replace what is a fantastic footballer.
So all the money they've spent, all the good players they've brought in,
yep,
is that a failing of either Pep or the philosophy at Man City that they've only got once Aguero goes out through suspension or injury, they're struggling?
But I think if any team in the world lost Aguero, then they're playing in deficit because this fella is such a fantastic footballer and a great goal scorer. Thereby, it's going to be tough, but he will have to adjust his tactics, I think, a little bit more in that will they be slightly more defensive? For me, more interesting, can Stones and either Kolarov deal with the threat of Ibrahimovic?
Who wins the game for you?
Man U.
By?
The odd goal.
Okay. So it's
I hope
quite
it's
tight.
7-6.
Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's the new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and offers. Now, listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. That's Alan in capitals and 10, the number 10. Just visit betonbrazil.com and enter the promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Betonbrazil.com is over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly. Liverpool haven't played at home yet this season. Leicester, who, they're not going to win the league. They're not going to probably finish top four. They'll be lucky to finish top 10. How do you see the new Anfield on Saturday?
The new Anfield, I'm looking forward to seeing, Moose, because, you know, obviously to play your first three games in the Premier League away from home, it's a tough ask. And they've done so well. They won at Arsenal, drew at Tottenham and lost at Burnley. So they've done remarkably well, 4 points out of the nine. But they'll be going there thinking, hang on a second, we're playing at home now. The atmosphere will be raised. obviously, because the new stand is bigger.
Will it be as good?
Yeah, I think it will be as good because it's still as close to the pitch as it was last year. And the way they've built it is phenomenal. The engineering prowess now is fantastic. So I'm looking forward to this immensely because I think Liverpool have some really good match winners. They're playing against probably one of the best organised sides in the Barclays Premier League. And I think had they have lost Vardy, Mahrez, one or the other, yeah, it would have been a bad loss. But I think they've lost the biggest player that they had last year in Conte. Mm. I really do. I think that might be the area whereby he might look Ranieri and think, wow, he was a massive loss. And that's Chelsea's gain and Leicester's loss. But I still feel that Leicester will get something out of this game. It's the first game back at Anfield for Liverpool. They'll be a little bit tense. They'll want to play in front of their own supporters. I think Leicester can get something.
I've seen two of Arsenal's three games so far this season, the defeat to Liverpool and the win at Watford. I thought 45 minutes at Watford, that was very, very special. Sanchez was terrific. Ozil was good. Southampton, maybe not the sort of team you want to be facing when others around are playing each other and this is your chance to make up for the points you've already lost.
I think Southampton are suffering this year, Moose. I think it's a tough season for Southampton. And Puel has got a big job on there. And I think they're going to be bottom half and just above the bottom six this season because I think it's going to be really, really tough. You can't keep losing players year after year. And I'm not talking about one or two. They lose like three and four. And to replace them and get kick-started again is a tough ask. It really is. You had Fonte, he was courted by Manchester United, therefore he might have been slightly off his game. But they aren't doing as well as the Puel would have liked them to do. And I think this is a massive ask for Southampton.
And Arsenal under pressure? I mean, the whole season they're going to be under pressure, aren't they?
Always. They're always under pressure. You know, they bought in Perez from Deportivo.
You like him?
I like him, but he's very much of what they've got. Xhaka is exactly the same, very much of what they already have.
I liken him to Nemanja Matic at Chelsea. I think he's at that quarterback kind of role.
Yeah, he's got that quarterback kind of role, but so has Ramsey. So has...
Coquelin.
So has Cazorla. They're all much of a muchness. And I would like to have seen Arsenal buy something different that gives them something different. I still feel Arsenal need a massive centre-forward. Mustafi, I think, will be a very, very good signing. German, but played at Valencia for a number of years now and done exceptionally well. So I think he's a very good signing for them. But I still think they need an out-and-out centre-forward.
Like an Aguero?
Ian Wright. I was watching his 100 goals the other day, Premier League goals. My word, he scored some great goals.
Special player. Talking of Arsenal, Eddie Howe been linked as possibly a successor for Arsene Wenger. Your face tells me that that's probably not what you would go for.
Doesn't come into my reckoning at all. I think Eddie is doing a great job at Bournemouth, and I think for the next couple of years, that's Eddie's position at Bournemouth. He spent a lot of money.
Plays good football.
Plays very, very good football indeed. I think Arsenal, if they were going to change the manager, missed the trick in not getting Ronald Koeman, personally. Because I think Ronald was well worth a top four side.
Well, missed the trick in not getting Guardiola, surely.
Well, he's gone. Well, then that was a lot of money I don't think they're prepared to spend. We've seen that with players as well, Moose. They haven't been prepared to spend that money, therefore they haven't got the top player. But I think Ronald Koeman was the man to go into Arsenal if Arsenal were going to change a manager. No, I don't see Eddie there at the moment. I think a couple of years' time. This year, for me, Bournemouth, I've got a very, very tough season. And it'd be very interesting to see how they come out at the end of this year.
Tony Pulis didn't get what he wanted in transfer window.
Yeah.
Rumours that he might go. We saw when he was at Crystal Palace, he can suddenly, bang, I'm going.
Yeah, he can.
I saw them on the opening day and they were boring. I mean, there's no other word to describe it. They were boring. They won the game at Palace, but boy, that was a tough watch. I mean, this season, I mean, they're going to Bournemouth on Saturday. I think Bournemouth will win that.
I think it's a tough ask for Bournemouth to win that.
Okay.
They're going to be playing against one of the most organised sides in the Barclays Premier League. And the most important thing from their aspect as well, get yourself sorted out from set plays. Because Pulis and his coaching staff work a hell of a lot on set plays, and they're big and they're strong. I think this is a tough ask. I think West Brom could beat Bournemouth at Bournemouth.
Is Pulis there on the last day of the season at West Brom?
I think Tony, with what he's coming out with so early on in the season, isn't happy with the way things have gone. It's going to be a long season to see how they come through this, because he has come out with a couple of things, Tony, in that I wouldn't have expected him to have come out with up to date. But they're still a very difficult team to play against.
Is that a no?
No. It's a yes.
Right, Burnley Hull.
Burnley Hull. Burnley at home. This is where they have to pick up. Mm. And the likes of Hull are the side. I know they're going remarkably well at the moment, and they're up there. But these are the big games that Burnley have to win at home. It's like with Hull. When the situation is reversed and Hull play Burnley, these are the 3 points you need to be picking up. Because, let's face it, you're not going to be at the top of the league at the end of the season. You're going to be scrapping. You're going to be scrapping to pick up points. But your home form is so important. You know, Burnley have beaten Liverpool at home, lost to Swansea. This is massive for them to win again. But Hull seem to be playing with Gaia Band, and they have about 14 players that they're selecting from. And Mike's done a great job. I don't know what else he's got to do, to be perfectly honest. Give him the job. He's worked under the best manager probably the world has ever seen, up to date. Mm. And
he then, likes Steve Bruce, then.
What do you like? Sir Alex.
Oh, sorry.
Sir Alex, sorry. For 12 years.
Sorry.
And, you know, that's the way forward for him. He knows the situation, Mike. And I just wish they'd give him the job.
Palace at Middlesbrough could go either way, I suppose. I mean, depends how quickly. You've seen Lloyd Remy quite a bit. I mean, were you a bit surprised he went to Palace on loan?
Lloyd will score goals. And given the opportunity, he will score. You know, you've seen him at Stamford Bridge, Moose, a couple of times. But now he's moved to Palace. I think he will score goals. I see Palace have taken Flamini as well.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting, because I spoke to Alan a couple of weeks back, and I spoke about big players leaving dressing rooms and not. You don't have that environment in your dressing room. Jedinak moved to Aston Villa. He lost a big personality, Alan Pardew, out of the dressing room. He needs to replace that, so he's taken Flamini in. Now, whether Flamini will play that much, I don't know. But he's got another character back in the dressing room.
Stoke signed Bruno Martins-Indy and obviously Wilfried Bony. I like those two signings. Spurs signed Sissoko right of death.
Yep.
Daniel Levy played his fantastic transfer deadline day game as usual. I see it's been quite hard for Spurs. They don't have a good record at the Brit either, or whatever it's called these days.
I've got to say, if you go there, they're always one of the hardest places to go. They're trying to play a lot more football now, Stoke, and playing some very attractive football. Joe Allen has been different class for them, and I think you saw that when he played for Wales in the week. Just controlled the game. Absolutely terrific performance, and I'm really pleased Mark has got him into the club. Boney's, I think, is a massive plus. Massive plus. They've got to start scoring a lot more goals, and they do have the quality to do so as well. Arnautovic on the left-hand side will create a lot. Boney needs to be in there to score a lot, and I think he will do.
West Ham Watford game I'm at for TalkSport.
I'm sure you are. With your scarf as well.
And
it's not a Watford one.
And a rosette.
a rosette. Good grief.
And a rattle.
You're taking us back a few years now with a rosette. No, I worry, Moose, for your guys. I really do. I saw on television the open spaces at the arena, and it looked magnificent, the stadium.
It's fantastic. You must come to a game with me.
I would be delighted to come to a game with you, but it did half seem a long way away from the supporters. And when you used to go to the bowl in Upton Park, it was a magnificent place to play.
Same pitch you're playing anywhere else, though.
It is. But
doesn't matter where the fans are.
No, it does. Trust me, it does. When you're playing with, when you go as an opponent to a stadium where the home team have almost a running track around it, and that's almost what you've got there at the Olympic Stadium.
Well, it is a running track.
Well, it is. So you don't get that feeling of being ambushed all the time you receive a ball. You know, when you played at the bowling, Moose, honestly, when they put you under pressure, you knew you was under pressure. Here, I don't see that. Bournemouth had their own way to a large degree, and you scored in the last minute. I say you scored, I do apologise. West Ham scored with a goal at the far post from Antonio. Great header. I sincerely hope with Payet coming back, we're going to see West Ham pushing forward.
Coming back, and other, you know, there are other players. I mean, Zaza, what do you reckon to him?
Zaza, I don't know a lot of, but I spoke to a few of my Italian friends in the week, and they said that Zaza is tailor-made for English football.
What do you reckon to his penalty taking?
Do you know what? I've not seen too
many. You haven't
seen
the penalty?
I haven't seen the penalty.
It's the worst, I promise you.
Oh, is it?
Your wife would have done better.
So if he's missed it, has he?
He missed it. He danced around like on Strictly Come Dancing.
Right.
In the end, he's got to the ball 15 minutes after actually starting his run-up.
Okay.
And he's completely way over.
It's the same as you run up and smash it and miss it, isn't it? You've missed. End of.
Okay. Best to last then, probably Chelsea-Swansea. Give me a quick minute on that because we're running out of time.
Chelsea. No problem at all. Chelsea-Swansea. I go back to the dressing room that I spoke about. Ashley Williams, £12 million to Everton. You cannot lose your dressing room. And for me, I think this season for Swansea is going to be very tough because they've lost a real leader in Ashley Williams that will only benefit Everton. Chelsea, I think, will go there with the utmost confidence, and I expect Chelsea to win 3 points.
Where does David Luiz play, midfield or centre-half?
He'll be on the bench at best.
When he plays?
When he plays, he can't play centre-half. Because he's not an Italian-type centre-half, he'll be in midfield. I wonder whether this Antonio's signing.
Quickly, Brendan against Mark. I like Mark Warburton. I liked what he did at Brentford. I think he's done amazing at Rangers. And I think if he does anything this season, he can have any job outside
we
of the
like
top six.
Both guys. We like both guys. Exactly. Now, Brendan's taken a massive risk in going to Celtic because he was earmarked for another top Premier League job. But he's gone to Celtic. They're in the Champions League draw. They've done well. I think this is a tough ask for Rangers to win at Celtic Park. The best they can get from me is a draw. But when you think of he's taken in Joey Barton, he's got Senderos.
This game looks tailor-made for somebody as quiet and as sophisticated as Joey, no?
Well, especially when he's come out with the fact that he's a much better player than Scott Brown. So Scott being a typical Scottish footballer would be wanting to put a little bit of a mark on Joey, one would have thought. So it could add to a very, very interesting afternoon.
Who's your money on in that one then?
It's a draw for me. I think Rangers will get a draw.
So you've got Man United in the big game.
Yes.
Chelsea in the big game.
Yes.
With Luiz on the bench.
Yep.
And a draw up in Scotland.
As if Luiz gets on the bench and a draw up in Scotland.
Well, you're certainly going to be welcome back at Old Trafford and Stamford Bridge. And, of course, you'll be welcome back for fish and chips up in Glasgow. Ray,
absolute
privilege.
Pleasure, Moose.
Thank you very much for joining us
today. Good
to
see you, buddy. My pleasure. Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.